Welcome to Maseches Nedarim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 7, Mishnah 2, just a brief introduction. The Torah teaches us, it's actually in this week's Parsha, that if a woman makes a neder that has inui nefesh, it afflicts her, or dvarim shebeinai lebeina, matters that interfere between her and her husband's function, the husband has the ability to be mefer, to abolish the vow of the neder on the actual day that he hears about it, or he can be mekayim, it means he could say, I agree, I affirm. If let's say a day passes and he didn't do anything, the neder, the vow, stands. Says the Mishnah, Hamaduras ishtoi shelo titoim echad mikol haperas. If a woman takes a vow that she will not eat fruit, the husband is mekayimit, he sustains the neder, yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. The halacha is that he has to divorce her and give her the money for the ksuba. The reason for that is because even though we saw previously that if, let's say, a husband makes a neder for his wife that something similar to this, he has 30 days, that's because she just feels that he's angry or upset. But when she took the vow and he affirms it, she thinks that he hates her. And therefore, he doesn't want her to have regular fruit or whatever it is. If so, the marriage is over, he has to give her a get, and he has to pay her the money of the ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Be Yisrael, if her husband is a Yisrael, he's a regular Jew, Yoy Mechad, Yikayim, he has that one day to be Mechayim, to affirm her neder. Shnai, but after one day. That means on day number two, Yoy Tibi, he thinks ksuba, immediately has to divorce her and give her the ksuba. Ubakoy Henes, but let's say she's married to a Kayan. Then if he divorces her, she can no longer remarry him. Shnai, we give 2 days, Yikayim, that he can either affirm or abolish. Shlaisha, but on the third day, Yoy Tibi, he thinks ksuba, on that day, he has to divorce her and pay her the money of the ksuba. Let's see Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins, Hamadiris ishtai, a woman who takes a vow, shaloi tiskashet be'echad mikol haminim, that she will not use different types of fragrances, perfumes, deodorants, and her husband goes ahead and he's mekayim the neder, her husband goes ahead and he says, yes, I agree, he sustains the neder. Now that's the type of neder that the husband really has the power to abolish because it's dvarn shebeinai lebeina. Maybe it interferes between their marriage, or it has inui nefesh, there's some type of affliction or pain to her herself. Then yoytzi v'yitein ksuba, immediately he divorces her and gives the ksuba. Rabbi Yossi says no, it depends. Ba'an yoyz, by poor women that don't have the ability to use so much perfume and fragrances. Shaloi notzan kitzva. If let's say there was no amount of time, she just made a neder that she'll never use any type of deodorants, of fragrances, of perfumes, then yoytzivi then ksuba. In that situation, the halacha is like we saw previously that you have to give a ksuba. However, if let's say there was a specific time, you have to wait that amount of time. The Gemara says 12 months. However, says the Mishnah Bashirais, wealthy women, shleishim yoyim, until 30 days, he waits. Because a prestigious woman usually is able to benefit from her fragrances up to 30 days. In other words, she's already somewhat fragrant. Maybe they used to have some deep type of deep tissue fragrances, so it could still endure. After 30 days, he divorces her, and he has to give her the money for the ksuba.